Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Good morning, Rapture Centric Church, and Dustin's here with me.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Listen. And Dustin sounds just like him. He just—I mean, that sounds like the exact same voice.
Is it not better, Jason?
It's—you know what? You're right. It is. It's—you know what? You need to record that song so we have a real version on this show.
We'll do it. I'm going to do it. I'm gonna do it. Good evening, brother. We're at a new time on here.
Good evening. I'm telling you, I was supposed to sleep in this morning. I woke up early, and I just couldn't go back to sleep. So, but I had a busy day. Not a busy, busy
day. It's a nice day. It's a nice day. It's kind of rainy and gloomy out here.
You know, it's been a nice, it's almost 70 here today. I mowed my lawn, washed my truck, cleaned it all out inside, cleaned out the garage, mowed my cousin's yard, weed eated over there, you know, cleaned the house.
Getting it done.
It's a busy day.
Spring cleaning.
I'm gonna pass out in the middle of the show. That's probably what's going to happen. You know, this lazy guy's had an easy winter.
Hmm. You're going to start hibernating, man. It's all right. You can hibernate during the show if you want.
I'm going to hibernate. But Dustin called me today, excited as I've ever heard him. And Lord's given him some revelation. And I know that everybody in the RCC is itching to know what's been revealed to Dustin Wright.
It's been revealed to this church through me. But if it was not for this church, I would not be who I am today, wouldn't know what I have. I wouldn't have you guys love and support. So I just love that about this church, man. Like, it's awesome. But, yeah, you guys got to
hold on just
give me
a second. Dustin,
uh-huh.
Before you get started, I think we have Lucian here with us.
Lucian.
What's up, guys?
What
hi, Luco.
Yeah, I know Dustin's revelation, so I'm not excited.
You know what, Luke?
What?
You know, Luke, so do I. But I still like to, you know, be respectful of other people.
I'm
that
kidding.
Happens.
It's actually pretty good.
Listen, respect the suspense, okay, Luke? Respect the suspense. I think the Luke Skywalker character was prophetic, Luke Skywalker, because aren't you going to be walking on the sky when you get raptured, buddy? Translate it.
That was the most prophetic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Luke Skywalker. Well, yeah, man.
All right, Dustin. Dude. We're not going to do a bunch of build-up. Let's get to this revelation. Lord,
listen, we're building this. Listen, we're going to build this thing up. This is so exciting. We're going to build this thing up all the way for an hour and 59 minutes, and you guys can't hear it till the last minute of the show.
That's
no, I'm just kidding.
Dustin.
I'm just kidding. I'm about to say it now. We're going to say it now. Okay. God kind of gave me some revelation today, you guys, that had me excited because lately he hasn't really given me too much revelation, and he literally told me because this is it. You don't think this is it. You think this is it, but you don't think this is it at the same time, and I admit I did that on purpose. I gave you guys the jackass dates so you would feel numbed when you do get more revelation because you're like, well, kind of if it does, it does. You know, we're kind of hesitant, but this is it. So that's why you're not going to feel like this is it when it comes, but God's going to surprise us that way. But this whole thing about April, you know, this convergence is really incredible. But to God showed me today, we all know about the blood moon of April 15th. People have been getting things about it. They've been speaking about it for a few years now. That's how significant it is. From NASA to Fox News asking people. Fox News had a segment where they asked people, do the four blood moons mean the apocalypse? Asking us that question because they know the answer. They know it does mean the Great Tribulation, which is really the real apocalypse the last 3.5 years. They know that. They know what it means. So, but God, today, God gave me some major revelation. Okay, Palm Sunday, what do we celebrate? They celebrate the Lord coming into Jerusalem on the donkey's back, but they also do it by celebrating the palm branches. We hold palm branches and pray and do certain things, celebrate the palm branch. Now, you guys have to show me what verse this is, but I know that this is true. In Revelation, God talks about us standing in front of his throne with the palm branches, the olive branches. That's what they're celebrating on Palm Sunday. So the chances of that being right before the blood moon are just incredible. And I didn't know this until today when I looked on the calendar. I saw Palm Sunday, and I looked at the meaning. I was like, wow, in Revelation, he says we will be standing in front of the throne with those olive branches. So that's right before the blood moon. Okay. This blood moon, God told me that the rapture. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you this. Let's share what we feel like is going on because it's so exciting to talk about these things. And he is giving people different scenarios because God can do this thing in different types of scenarios. A lot of things, so one of those scenarios he's been giving us is that there could be different time distances between the rapture and translation. Some people have gotten a few days. Some people got a week, 2 weeks. Some think maybe 40 to 50 days. It all could be correct because God's just showing us the scenarios. But today, guys, this is what he kind of told me a few days ago. He told me that we will be gone before April 15th. So I really believe that the rapture will be before April 15th. And right after that is when our friend Christine Pina got her thing about she saw a sign that said blood moon final days. These are our final days before this blood moon this blood moon starts the Great Tribulation. But what's really incredible, you guys, everybody knows the day and hour. God told me that, yes, I believe this until it happens, the rapture, it will take place on April 15th. The blood moon, everybody will know the day and hour. If you just type in four blood moons on YouTube or Google, you will be astounded on how many people have touched on this subject. From Fox News to the whole entire world has been watching this blood moon. You know why? Because that's the day everybody knows the day and hour. God's going to smack the old religious teachers in the face with this thing that don't really know the decipher of that verse. And God knows when people read, sometimes they don't like to go on. He know when he said, no man knows the day and hour, some people wouldn't read after that verse. But right after the verse, he says, but those of you that keep watch, you'll know what time the thief is coming in your house. Keep watch of what? You keep in watch of the news, keep in watch of the times, and keep in watch of what God is showing his people. If you're doing that, you're going to know the day and hour because of what God's telling us. So everybody in RCC, you're going to know the day and hour. We're waiting any day now. Well, it's deeper than that, and it's more blatant than that. I truly believe this blood moon is the day and hour that everybody knows. But let me tell you guys some interesting things. Okay, this Malaysia airline, from the day that it disappeared to the blood moon is exactly 40 days. And they are doing a countdown on CNN for this. They're doing a countdown. They're saying 23 days since the plane has vanished. God told me that countdown is really a countdown to the blood moon. They're not really counting how many days it's been gone. They are, but they're counting down to the blood moon because it's exactly 40 days. Now, everybody knows this whole story is sketchy. From what they're saying they have to new developments to nobody really knows where the plane is or what's going on. But everybody knows this is sketchy, and it seems random. But for this to be so random, do you think it's random that it's exactly 40 days from the time that plane disappeared to the blood moon that everybody knows is coming up? There's no way. Is it even more random that the Noah movie just came out a few days ago? What is that about? 40 days and 40 nights of a flood on Earth. These families that lost their family members on that plane, right now they are going through about 40 days. They will be by the blood moon, 40 days of missing their family members and going through a time of like a trial. Okay, God told me after that 40 days, they will be reunited with their family in the rapture. They will be reunited. So if you go look at CNN right now, they're doing a countdown of how many days this plane has been missing. It's 23 days today. April 15th is exactly 40 days. There are exactly 40 days between the Malaysia airline disappearing and the blood moon. There you have the 40 days of the Noah's Ark. And my brother Luke even told me it's 7 days in between the movie coming out and April 4th, which is another day people are giving a lot. And it was 7 days. God gave people 7 days to get into the Ark. So 7 days after March 28th, April 4th. That's so incredible, you guys. So you got 40 days in between the time that it disappeared and the blood moon. Then you have the Noah movie coming out. But even more so, God said we would know the day and hour. Everybody knows the day and hour, and I truly believe that's how it'll be. But this proves it even more so, you guys. God told me, now you can consult the Lord on this, but he showed me that the tribulation period, the 7 years, are from 2010 to 2017. What's the proof of that? Well, if you're like me and you're thinking that the rapture and translation is in April, then that means the Great Tribulation starts in April. He gave us the date 322 because that's the date of the starting point, around the starting point of the Great Tribulation. March, I truly believe, last month before the Great Tribulation starts. So that's why he gave us 322. It was a very historical day, a very demonic day where the forces of evil were doing a lot of things. But this blood moon is like the official starting point. God said there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. What else can he do besides make the moon dance a little bit but color it red? You know what I'm saying? He's coloring it red for the whole world to see. This is an era starting. This is a time period starting. That's what that blood moon means. When you see it up there, you'll be like, wow, this is a time period starting. The rapture just happened, but that blood moon will let people know that it's a time period starting. Okay, so if the Great Tribulation starts in April of 2014, you guys, 3.5 years from April is October 2017. What's the date of October 2017 when you put it on paper? 10-17. What's the tribulation? 2010 to 2017. So it's really incredible. Even more so, the four blood moons everybody's talking about, the first one is in April. Guess when the second one is? It's in October. Why did God choose October? This one in April is on the Passover feast. The one in October is on the Feast of Tabernacles. It's on the exact date of his feast. Billions of the chance for that happening, he did it on purpose because April starts the Great Tribulation. He knows the second coming will be in October of 2017. But the four blood moons are on these dates, April, October later this year, April next year, and then September of 2015. Now, why did he choose that? These dates, these blood moons are on exactly his feast days. Yes, sir.
Real quick, brother, just as a recap here, when are we leaving?
Yeah. When are we leaving? You said, when are we leaving, brother?
That's what everybody's on the edge of their seat for.
Oh, we're leaving in April, you guys, guaranteed. Like, that's what it is. We're leaving in April. We're leaving in April. But God is proving it by this blood moon and by the timeline of the tribulation lining exactly perfectly up. When this great tribulation starts in April, it will take us to October 2017, the second coming. What's the chances of October 2017, the date, actually being 10-17? The tribulation is 10-17. October 2017 is 10-17. So how do we know that the tribulation started in 2010? Well, again, if you guys really think the rapture is about to happen in April, that must mean we are midway. We leave before the wrath of the great tribulation. So that's why God's been taking his time. It's his perfect timing. It's not that we're overdue. He's only been telling us so much so that he can lead us up to this point. So that's why we didn't know this at first. He's only gave us pieces of the puzzle to get us to realize what we truly know now. But it's not a coincidence either, you guys, that the tribulation started in October of 2010. Because 3.5 years from October 2010, April 2014. 3.5 years from October 2010, April 2014, the blood moon, the first one we've had since 1967. 3.5 years from April 2014, October 2017. So the tribulation goes as October to October, October 2010 to October 2017. It's not a coincidence that the second coming feast is in October. The celebration of the second coming is in October, so God has already given us it, and it's really incredible that he put it together. But I'm going to recap myself over what I put on this little notepad. This is really incredible, you guys. So April 13th, we have Palm Sunday, where you celebrate holding the olive branch. God said we will be standing in front of the throne. That's what Palm Sunday is. It's right before the blood moon. And then we have, it's exactly 40 days from the Malaysia airline disappearing to the blood moon. If you think that's a coincidence, that's a strong coincidence, because the Noah movie just came out. What is it about? 40 days and 40 nights. These people are going without their family for 40 days and 40 nights, but I can guarantee you after April 15th or on that day, they will be reunited with their family. A lot of people are saying that this blood moon will cause all kind of tidal waves and tsunamis because the moon controls the tide anyway. I believe it will, because I think the great earthquake will take place on that day. I believe right now the rapture is on April 15th, and I think we're leaving around April Fool's Day. Translation. It's not a coincidence. April Fool's Day is coming up. If the rapture or translation was on that day, it would be incredibly funny. It would be incredibly funny, but it's not a coincidence. This is the things that are lining up. So, yeah, you know, God kind of brought us to this point, you guys, and it is really incredible that this is really it. So is it not more incredible that everybody would know the day and hour? If he really did this on this blood moon that people have been talking about for years, Fox News talked about the blood moon, John Hagee, all these people talking about this blood moon, the world is paying attention. Would it not be funny if it was so simple to know God's plan that the rapture happened on that day and everybody would know the day and hour? I truly believe that's what he's going to do. So everybody knows the day and hour, and our translation will take place early this month of April. That's what I think for right now, because these occurrences right now are so strong. And again, whatever God's showing you, please share it with us, because I'm just bringing you God's scenarios that he showed me earlier today. So he's showing us these things, but there's different ways this thing could go down. But the timeline, if the great trip did start in April to end October 2017.
You're scaring people. People are starting to think you're an alien, brother, because you're not breathing. We're worried
about breathing.
You.
No need for breath or food. No need. We out. Y'all turn me into a monster, RCC. You turn me into a monster, a prophetic monster, okay?
That's a pretty awesome revelation, though, brother. It seriously is. I mean, that's putting some stuff together. I really like what you said about CNN doing the countdown from the time, you know, exactly 40 days from the time the plane goes missing is the blood moon. I mean, that's – come on, guys. Come on. We all
hey,
have plane rules.
Hey, Dustin.
Yes, sir.
Destruction is coming on Christmas Day.
Destruction is coming.
We got a hater on the line with us, Dustin?
Yeah, I think so, man. I think Luke Skywalker hates
us. We got a hater on here.
I think so. No. He's giving me a little crap, you guys, for my whole Christmas Day destruction. 3 days of darkness are coming. But it's all good,
no,
man.
Dude. I think this is, like, my favorite revelation I've heard from you so far.
It's
and trust me, the Christmas Day one was my favorite for a really long time, but this one's definitely, I think, my new favorite just because, like, it actually seems pretty, you know, spot on. So.
And I haven't gotten any major revelation like this in a while. And that was why, because he showed me everything comes together in April like you can't believe. So it's kind of like numbing almost. You're just waiting. We're just waiting on it to get here. But what he showed me today about those things, I didn't know some of this stuff until today. And he like, it was just really incredible, you guys. So we're out, man. We're out.
Hey, Dustin.
Uh-huh.
Since how Luke's cracking on you, you think we ought to crack on Luke a little bit, make fun of him a little bit? Before the fish fry.
Dude,
I'm not ashamed.
It's all good, dude. It's so incredible that everybody's doing right.
Carter,
guess what? The
good job,
right.
Carter. This is from the chat room, brother. People are clowning on Luke from the chat room. Carter's saying, remember the log?
I wasn't proclaiming. Dude, that wasn't a personal thing,
hey.
Carter. Like, that was just for me, okay?
We know it was just for you.
He was taking everybody if I got naked. He said he was taking me if I got naked. So, of course, I would get naked.
The guy told me he just wanted to see if you would do it, just to see if you get naked. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's adorable.
I know that was really personal. That was incredible.
I'm just kidding, Luke.
Amazing.
I love you, brother.
Yeah,
Dustin, that's an awesome revelation.
Seriously, I don't. You guys do that tactic. It's like you go shoot somebody and then you say, "Just kidding." You like broke my heart, and now you're just acting like nothing happened. What's that?
Well, let me get on my hands and knees and pick up the pieces of your heart. We'll put them back together and hug it
please,
out.
Please do that, please.
Hey, there you go. Hey, gorilla glue. Gorilla glue glues anything together. I heard.
Why are all the pieces so cold?
It's really incredible, though, like, if you search this more than any other term, I think, if you search just four blood moons, if you put that in YouTube, you will be astounded by how many people are covering that for the last 2 or 3 years, how many people have been waiting for the blood moons of April 2014. And it's very significant because this has not happened since 1967 when Jerusalem became a capital. And before then, it didn't happen until Israel became a nation. So they happened on, like, prophetic timelines of what God said would be true. And he said when Israel became a nation, that would start the last generation. So we know we're in that generation. From there, you're just waiting on, you know, things like the Antichrist to get here. You're waiting on the false prophet. You're waiting on the mark of the beast to become law, things like that. Well, guess what? We know this in the church. All that stuff is here. So it's really incredible, man. It's fun. We're finally out. Finally out. Finally
well, I'm trying
out.
To find out if, yeah, okay, Stacy says Leah's not here. Shorty P98. Sent me a word today through my text, and actually at first I thought something was wrong. I was on the phone, and all of a sudden my phone would got like 12 text messages in a row. I was like, okay, something's wrong. Usually I know that's Christine, because I get like when she texts me, it's usually a paragraph, but it breaks it up into several, I don't know, for different people that send stuff to me. Some people I can get a huge long wall of text, but I was hoping maybe she could read her word, or I don't want to read it for her if she can come on here and read it, guys, but it's very encouraging. It's very, very good. For me, you know, lately, you know, in my walk, I've actually been feeling pretty insecure. I haven't felt as close with the Lord. You know, I haven't felt like he's right here with me. And I've been playing it pretty close to my chest, you know. I didn't really want to talk about it. Okay, she's saying, Stacey's saying she read it this morning. I'm going to reread it here in a minute. I didn't really want to talk about it because I didn't want to bring anybody else down. I've kind of shared different things in my walk with people before and kind of sometimes I feel like I passed on an insecure spirit sometimes, and I didn't want to do that. And, you know, the
yeah,
Lord was telling me that, I know. And I'm healed now. I've been delivered. But for me, it's very difficult for me to accept the love that Christ has for us. You know, we know it's there, it's whatnot, but from my life and the way, you know, I've lived, it's just been, it's hard for me to really accept the fact that someone could really love me. And to understand God's love is a totally different thing. But for the last several days, you know, I've just really been feeling that. And, you know, I'd have my wife give me words from the Lord about, you know, he was just saying, you know, look for what's missing in your walk. Or, you know, he's like, look for what's lacking. And I was like, I got kind of frustrated with that response from him because I'm like, if I knew what was lacking, I'd fix it. You know, it's like I mean, that could send me into this terrible fit. Well, today it clicked with me. I was talking to Christine, and she was telling me that she was struggling with something similar, you know, just not feeling good enough with the Lord.
And it's kind of funny. Me and her share some of the same. When she's going, when I'm going through something, she's typically going through the same thing. It's kind of, it's kind of Twilight Zone-y. But as I was responding back to her text and I was telling her difference, by the way, Dustin, she said that she had a whole bunch of stuff going on, so she's sorry she missed your call today, but she will call you.
Okay.
And you know, and I was always responding back to her text, basically, you know, giving her encouragement and stuff. It clicked with me what the Lord showed me, what I was lacking. It was just me. You know, Lord never changes. He's not like us human beings. We're like, oh, I don't like Dustin no more. I'm not going to talk to him. You know, he doesn't. He's not that way. That's a fleshly thing. That's a human thing. And what was lacking is me receiving his love. Me just being like, the Lord does love me. You know, yeah, I'm not good enough. Yeah, I'm, you know, a dirty sinner and all this stuff, but he loves me, and I'm, Christ forgave me for my sins and still does. You know, I don't lean into grace or anything, but, you know, it really clicked with me. And so I don't know if there's anybody else out there that struggles in that in their walk. You know, sometimes, some days you just kind of go through and you're just like, man, I feel like the Lord's pulling away from me and stuff like that. And the Lord straight up told me last night that he doesn't ever pull away from us. He doesn't pull away. And that's when you get that feeling, that's not of him. And, you know, he's actually pulling you closer. But, you know, we can be our own worst enemy sometime with our own insecurities. You know, whether it's, you know, feeling the love or feeling forgiven or whatever it is that you know, whatever we all struggle with. But I don't know. I was really relieved to it today. I've been in a bit of a funk with it the last few days. And to get out of that just from a text and conversation with someone from the family here is amazing.
That's really incredible, brother. You've been a major. We're so blessed to have this fellowship that we got at RCC, and then I love the fact that Brother Todd has been with us. That is just incredible. I mean, that's so incredible, man. Like, God is so good. He's bringing us all together for this. We couldn't make this up if we tried. How this thing came together so beautifully, you couldn't make it up. I mean, it's just none of us knew each other months ago. Now we're all brothers and sisters, sharing our walks, sharing our revelations, just like we've known each other our whole lives. I mean, It's really lovely, man. But I was telling Jason earlier, it's like you can tell, though, that he created this show to last just for a certain period of time. It's not like he created this show to go on for years and we're going to actually start a real church, physical church one day and start doing this and that. Like, he really did give us this to, for one, so we could figure out who we are, to figure out that, yes, you have been chosen to be translated, for us to fellowship together until we do get translated, and to comfort each other and be here for each other. That's why he created RCC, to minister to each other and to love each other until he gets here. And that's what it is, just until he gets here, though, man. And that's so awesome. He also told me, you guys, May is the fifth month. He said we will be in the fifth age in May. The fifth age is something that a lot of people talk about. A lot of the entertainment industry is hinting toward that. We've been in four ages since time, the beginning of time. The fifth age is like the Great Tribulation Age. That's the age where there's more dimensional beings in this dimension. You know, they hint that they talk about the fifth age in songs. You heard Radioactive, welcome to the new age, to the new age. That's what we're talking about, the
fifth
age. That's
a great song, by the way. I'm glad you brought that up.
That is an awesome song. I mean, they talk about aliens and martial law in that song. So it's by Imagine Dragons. You should check it out. But God told me we will be in the fifth age by the fifth month, by May. But, you know, we're out of here, man. We're out of here, so. Hey, love my brother.
Well, I wanted to read Leah's word. I know somebody got to hear it in the morning show. I wasn't there in the morning show. I know other people weren't there. So if you've already heard it, well, too bad, so sad. You got to hear it again.
Too bad.
So this was, tell him, Dustin, too bad, so sad.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the word from Leah. From God to Leah. My church, good morning to each of you lovely ones, for I am so great in your eyes, and you are great in mine. The time has come for those who have patiently waited my return will be rewarded with my face, my inexhaustible love. You will be adorned with jewels and gifts of my love. Hold on to your faith and commune with me, because I long to hear your voice. For you are my driving force, my reason for the world being in existence. I love you, I love you, I love you, and I am so proud of how far you have all come. You have been stretched, and your world has been bent and turned upside down on its side, all in the name of this crazy love. You have sought me above all things and considered me and my ways in all aspects of your life, even those you would not expect. You rise to the challenge of walking the narrow road and find wonderment in all I say and do. You give me your heart even when it goes against your head and the world. You are pleasing to my Father, not because you started perfect, but because you are made perfect in me. You have willingly accepted my sacrifice and my love without question. In times of trial, you still follow me. Even in times of question and heartache, when you have walked away from me, you have never strayed far, because your heart was still mine. Hang on, my dear ones. Remember that you are mine, and I have a perfect will and plan for each of you. I can't wait to see the surprised look on your face when I come for you. Catch me if you can. No, my dear, you will be caught away in a moment you least expect, for I will bring joy to your face, for I have loved you always. Amen.
Amen.
That's a good word.
Amen. That's so awesome. I love how he said, he's like, you guys' world has been flipped upside down, and he respects us for that, because whose world hasn't been flipped upside down lately? I mean, following this whole journey, you know? It was so crazy going from 2013 to 2014, because when January 1st got here, everybody's like, okay, so what now? You know, like, everybody had to, like, kind of start over and go back to God, like, what's going on? Because everybody's like, it's in 2013. Everybody was getting all this stuff about 2013, and it's really incredible because we're still in it. And what's more incredible is that God has come to people in dreams and told them in 2014 that we're still in 2013. Now, why is he saying that? Because that's our last full year here, and we're leaving the first quarter of 2014. We will not see the bulk of this year. So that's why the rapture is in 2013, and we're still in 2013 right now. It's a very special number to the Lord. 13 is a very blessed and special number. The elite make it a cursed number. You know, who said that the number 13 is a cursed number? Who do you think made that up? The elite made that up. They made people feel like it's a cursed number because it's one of the most blessed numbers to the Lord. It's the number of our redemption. It really is the number of our redemption. So, amen, man. This is really incredible. We out. We finally out. You know, I wanted to see Noah, dude. Did you see Noah, Jason? I heard a lot of people say that it wasn't really biblical and stuff, but the effects on it kind of looked cool.
You know, I haven't got to see it. Sorry, I was chatting with Luco. I'm worried about Luco.
Luco Cuco? What's he saying?
Yeah.
Where did he go to?
He's coming out of the closet, and I think it's weird.
Dun-dun-dun. What is he's coming out of the closet with something?
Well, he thought I was Judy, and so he sent me a bunch of IMs thinking I was Judy. And I don't know. Something.
A little weird.
You know, Judy, you've turned Luco into a big gossiper. Because if that's what you guys talk about, I'm worried about. We're going to have to pray for Luke and Judy. Just kidding, guys. I think we need to bring somebody on the show. I don't know. I'm feeling it.
It's
626 here. It's 626. Hello, 626.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Good to hear from you.
I didn't know you were waiting on hold, Lee. I thought you weren't going to be able to be here. I wanted you to read your word, then you had to sit here and listen to me read it.
You did a good job. You did a good job.
I've been practicing.
That was an awesome word.
Practiced all day.
Thanks.
I'm so nervous.
So, Shorty,
you did a really good job.
Do we get any more puppet videos or no?
Yeah, but I had to get a new camera. So hopefully we'll be here next week because the problem was I usually use my tablet and it's not working. So it's sad.
Well, that's no good.
Maybe that's a sign.
We need videos ASAP.
Yeah, we do. You got to do Jason Chambers, Nate. You hadn't did him. So you got to be a big
guy. She put
me
in that one video. She had a pyramid on my head, triangle on my head.
Oh, gosh. She's in the Illuminati.
Well, Leah, that was a wonderful word. I'm glad you got that. I've been really liking the words that people have been getting lately because they're so unique. You know, for so long we were hearing messages, you know, the table is set, I'm at the door, you know, I'm on my way, no more
the
waiting.
Next, hey,
and now we're hearing really very
Go ahead, bro. He joked with me, Jason. Jesus was just like, yeah, the next word we're going to get is that the tables have now webs on them, spider webs on them, like, the tables are set. The tables have webs on them now. Like, you know, but that's so much confirmation that people are getting that same thing. It's kind of like we're at a point. We're just at a point waiting, and this really is time to go, man. So that's a huge confirmation as well. That kind of the words he's giving us. We know that fresh words. They are fresh words, but he's saying the same thing. That's because we're here. It's time to go. Time to fly. We're gonna have to knock the webs off our cups and our plate at the table.
Be like, hey, Lord, this cup is filthy. It's got dust like, in it.
Come on, I mean, we wait this long. Nah, man, it's so awful, man.
But Leah, you know, how have you been blessed in the last week?
It's hard to say. Just one thing, because the Lord is always doing wonderful things. He's strengthening me. I see Him moving in my life, in my family, with the different trials that I have. I have awesome, you know, support with you guys, a great family. And then He just talks to me, and He tells me great things, and then He helps me to be able to, you know, deliver really awesome words to other people. So it just strengthens my faith and love for Him. So it's just awesome.
Amen. I know He definitely used you to make us laugh and stuff with your talent, with your puppets. So that's so awesome. Everybody's so unique. It's beautiful. They're different personalities.
Stacy, this is the Dustin and Jason show. So when you want to get unmuted, you have to say, hey, Jason or Dustin, unmute me. But now you're unmuted, sister.
The Jamaican Stacey. Princess.
Isn't Stacy 914?
Nah, Jason, that's me. It's Joe. You unmuted me instead of her.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Come on,
now
Jason.
I look like a
it's
real
Joe.
Idiot.
What is up, bro? Bro Joe, how you doing, man?
Joe, are you with us, brother? Did Joe fall down, go boom? Let's pray for Joe. He fell down.
Sorry, Joe doesn't know how to use his phone.
Oh.
Am I unmuted again?
Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
Yeah,
you're on.
Brother, you're on. You're on.
Oh, hi, brother. Sorry. Hi, everybody. I was getting a phone call, a text, and trying to figure out the mute button all at the same time while you guys were talking. It's a lot. I'll be okay, though. I got through it. Dustin, loved your word. I'm just, like, so on fire from that. Thank you for sharing, as always, brother.
Amen, brother. Hey, thank you. Thank you, bro. That means a lot to me.
And Jason, right back at you, the one you shared. That was Leah's word you shared?
That was Leah's word, brother. Yeah, she's on here with us, too.
Can we hear it again in Leah's voice?
Might as well. Come on, Leah.
Okay. But Jason, you did such a good job. Okay.
I know. And then Judy's like, hey, Jason, why don't you have Leah listen to that word, read her word? And I'm like, we need to pay attention to the show there, Judy. Your word was already read, but now Joe's making me look like a jerk. Like, I want to hear Leah read it, Jason.
We heard it in the big club bouncer voice. Now we want to hear it in the Leah voice.
The giggle voice.
Thank you. It says, my church, good morning to each of you lovely ones, for I am so great in your eyes, and you are great in mine. The time has come for those who have patiently awaited my return will be rewarded with my face, my inexhaustible love. You will be adorned with the jewels and gifts of my love. Hold on to your faith and commune with me because I long to hear your voice. For you are my driving force, my reason for the world being in existence. I love you, I love you, I love you, and I am so proud of how far you have all come. You have been stretched and your world has been bent and turned upside down on its side, upside down and on its side, all in the name of this crazy love. You have sought me above all things and consider me and my ways in all aspects of your life. Even those you would not expect, you rise to the challenge of walking the narrow road and find oneness in all I say and do. You give me your heart even when it goes against your head and the world. You are pleasing to my Father, not because you started perfect, but because you are made perfect in me. You have willingly accepted my sacrifice and my love without question. In times of trial, you still follow me, even in times of question and heartache. When you have walked away from me, you have never strayed far, because your heart was still mine. Hang on, my dear ones. Remember that you are mine, and I have a perfect will and plan for each of you. I can't wait to see the surprised look on your face when I'm coming for you. Catch me if you can. No, my dear, you will be caught away in a moment you least expect, for I will bring joy to your face, for I have loved you always.
Amen. When you wrote that Dilber down about catch me if you can, it was a question, was that you asking him, or was that him saying that?
He said that.
It's kind of neat, catch me if you can, like, I'm flying through here, catch me if you can, nope.
It was funny the way that he said it.
It's a wonderful word, though, Leah. Seriously, wonderful word.
Okay, somebody say something. It's really weird and quiet.
Yeah, I can't really hear anybody.
I didn't hear anything.
That is why my phone, I lost service in my own house, stupid technology. Then I'm sitting here texting Jason, like, unmute me. I called back. I had to call back. Sorry about that.
That's funny. Stacey sent me a text.
Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Okay, because I couldn't hear anybody else either.
I don't know what God wanted, a moment of silence, I guess.
Moment of silence he got.
Amen, man. That's a wonderful word, Leah. It's just, yeah, this is it. We're going to be fellowshipping like this until we leave, you guys, because this is it. There's nothing like, we're not about to start getting words about June and July and August. Like, this really is it. So you can see how even though God's giving people various different words and revelations that they're still about now, and they're still about April, you're not really hearing too much about the months to come. And I remember he told us in February, he was like, you're not going to get too much revelation. He told Little John in February, he said, don't expect too many more confirmations. But in the month of March alone, you had the Malaysia flight, you had Ukraine, you had, I mean, the false prophet Pope, you know, you had all this stuff happening. And but now it's to the point where, yeah, man, this really is it. It lines up. So I really think we're leaving around April Fool's Day. It'll be awesome. Lord, please take us on April Fool's Day. Please do it.
April Fool's. No more Earth
God
for you.
No more family member. Your family member's going to be around the house like, stop playing, Dustin. April Fool's Day. Come out of there. Where are you? Dustin? Dustin? Hey, this is it, Mom. I told you I was leaving. I'm going to see you soon. I know some people have been shown that we're coming back to, after the translation, we'll actually be back here. And that would be so awesome. That would be so awesome. I believe it. I believe we'll be here. Whether people would be able to, like, see us and interact with us or not, like, we'd be able to come up to people and pray for them right there, and it would soften their hearts. It'd be like a supernatural experience right there, whether they could see us or not. And it's actually people doing that for us now, people that have already been translated doing that for us now, like, around us as angels and being here for us. That's really incredible. Since Judy had already told the church about it, we know that Kevin is one of them. Kevin is a part of RCC, the amazing man that was helping be there for Judy and John, that he's already been translated. So he's there with them now, being an angel, and he's here in RCC for sure. If he was here, he'd definitely be a part of RCC, a major part. But he's a part here now with us in spirit. He really is. So,
man.
Well, hey, Joe, you still there, brother?
Always, yeah. Can I mute myself?
That's cool. Do you have anything you wanted to share with us, something that God's been doing in your life lately?
Oh, he's had me. I asked for some works to do to keep me occupied until he got here, and he's really blessed me with just keeping me so busy. I'm just enjoying it, definitely enjoying it.
Awesome, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome, man. I love my brother Jason, man. I can't wait to. I love all you guys, but Jason is awesome, man. Jason, because Jason, like, and a few months ago, I know Jason wasn't keeping up with this stuff. Like, Jason didn't realize any of this stuff a few months ago. Jason, how did you, like?
Jason knew everything. I've known this whole everything all along. What are you talking about?
What you talking about, Willie?
Ain't nothing new to me.
But, yeah, man, ain't nothing new, but shoot. I know we were both kind of, me and you both, I mean, I was seeing this stuff, but I know I definitely wasn't living like how God wanted me to, but it's just really incredible, man, how we got the similar stories. You brought us together. Jason's a role model for me, because what I wanted to do on Earth was be a businessman, and Jason's here, a successful businessman at the church, so it's awesome, man. We're going to do that stuff in the kingdom.
I closed my company, so I'm not as successful at anything right now. The only thing I'm successful at is getting fat, waiting for the Lord. That's the only thing I'm good
Diet
at right
Pepsi,
now.
Homie. Knocking down
Diet
Pepsi.
Yeah, well, I could kill some Diet Pepsi.
Hey,
I got some people that have been waiting on here, so I got to get on here. I got 818.
Bring them
home. Hello, 818.
Hello there.
You waited 45 minutes to talk.
Talk to us. Talk to us lunatics.
I don't think anyone wants to talk to you. I think, Dustin, I think you intimidated him.
I know I'm a lunatic. You guys, help me out. Talk to me a little bit. Or I'm going to go crazy. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, 818 is supposedly Keith. So maybe Keith's there. I'm hearing something. Now we're starting to hear you, brother. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. How's it going, Jason?
Hey, Keith from California. How's L.A.?
Hey, Keith.
Good. Hey, Keith. Dustin. Thanks for that wonderful, wonderful message. That was just, prophecy was so awesome and right on, brother. Keep it going. I love that. That's what you want to do, keep everyone up to date on what's going on. Hey, Luco, good to hear from you. And didn't have a Joe out there. But I want to say something for, like, a minute. Okay, on the prophecy with the red blood moons, there's four red blood moons, as everyone knows, and every time that the red blood moons have happened on a feast day, Jewish feast days, Israel's been at war, and we've got four of them, two in 2014, two in 2015, and then there's two, so those are lunar eclipses, but we have two solar eclipses also occurring, and when those occur, the world is at war, so we've got four times when Israel will be at war and two times when the world will be at war. And these things will never happen for another 500 years, so not in our lifetime. So that's why big things will happen on these. And one thing
wow.
I wanted to say, and one more thing I wanted to say was, every 188 days, there's been a 7.0 and above earthquake around the world. We've been tracking it for a couple of years. It's called the 188-day cycle. Well, get this, the next 188-day cycle lands on the red blood moon on April 15th.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Can you say Great Earthquake, Day of the Rapture? Everybody knows the day and hour. Can you say that?
Yes, Great Earthquake. And listen, and the one earthquake that's going to start the trib and the rapture on that date is the L.A. quake. Well, we're gearing up for it here because last night we had a 5.4 that rattled and the building was rolling and back and forth. It was crazy. And then this morning we had another 4.1. Normally we don't feel them in L.A. We just talk about them but never feel them. But we've had, like I said, a big one last night that was in L.A., pretty close, a couple miles from here. I'm in the center of it. And we had one well, near Beverly Hills, but it was in the south. And then we had another one this morning. So L.A. is kind of rattling and gearing up for the big one that's going to hit, the 10.0 that God keeps saying will hit. But I just find it interesting that that's going to hit on the 180-day cycle. So L.A. will probably get hit on the 188-day cycle April 15th. So also another thing, one more thing I want to share is that when Jesus died on the cross, it was AD 33 AD, and also it was also red blood moon, also on a feast day. Also it was a 188-day cycle earthquake, and a big earthquake happened on that day, and people resurrected on that day. So there'd be some resurrection going on our 188-day cycle.
Oh, it's going to be some resurrecting going on, baby. It's going to be some resurrecting.
Yes.
Hey, man, that is so incredible, Keith. I want to say, man, Keith, keep doing what you've been doing, dude, because you've been, like, I've been following you with your Raptor updates for months now, dude. So it's really kind of awesome that I'm talking to you right now because, I seriously have been watching you, man. You've been blessing a lot of people with your updates, man. So that's really incredible, brother.
I appreciate that. I love your video as well. I always watch yours. I get so excited. I'm just so excited with you bringing this up to everybody because I think a lot of people don't know about the red blood moon. They don't know, you know, about the events and all this stuff. So when you brought that up, it was just, it's perfect. Just keep that up because that keeps everyone understanding. You know, a lot of people, there's two things. There's the events and there's what God is saying. So I like to put both together. We've got the events lining up with what God's saying. Bam, that's time of the rapture, you know. And this is the first time that we've really had an event. Most of the events are important to us, the earthquakes and blah, blah, blah. But this one's important to God. It's his timeline. You know, like the angels have said in heaven that God does not look at our events. He only looks at the feast days in history. That's what he looks at. That's what's important to him, those Jewish feast days. So this is important to him, which means, and he always tells you, keep your eyes on Israel, and Israel's going to make a big move right now with closing the embassies. They're ready for war. So things are about ready to roll. So, yes, thank you, Dustin. That was awesome. I appreciate it.
Hey, we love you, Keith, man. That was awesome. That 188-day cycle thing is amazing.
See, I'm waiting for Bell. See, I like it when Keith – I love it when Keith gets on here. He's very particular person when it comes to explaining certain details. I'd love to have Bell come on here now, and I don't know if – maybe Bell's too intimidated.
I love
Bell. I know Bell gets intimidated by Dustin.
Let's talk to M. Bell and make him get on. Yeah, M. Bell, dude, we don't even think you can hang with us, dude. Like, your knowledge is just it can't be matched with us, dude. We don't think you have anything to offer, M. Bell. No, I'm just kidding, dude. You're so
I love
awesome,
M. Bell, my brother. M. Bell is awesome.
I don't know. Bell, I think the only thing he really studies is, like, you know, Sunday school stuff and whatnot. So he just doesn't really have a good firm grasp on the Bible yet.
He's in his laboratory all day. Go ahead.
To the people listening that you might not really want to say much or you really don't have anything, just know that, like, your spirit being on here with us is strengthening us up so we can do what we're doing.
Amen.
So it's not
–
don't feel like you don't have anything to offer. You're having everything.
Amen.
You have just as much as everybody here. We need you guys. Everybody that listens, you're a part of this church. We're all equal. So,
amen.
I just want to say that. Amen. On that note, call in and talk crazy.
And Bell.
Well, Bell just clowned on you, Dustin, said science shows that men have about 15,000 words they speak a day. Women top out at about 30,000, and Dustin was off the charts.
That's funny.
Okay, Bell. We're going back and forth now, and Bell. We're going
to
start a little
I just
war.
Don't know why he's not calling in. I figured he'd have something decent to show me. When we get
know,
to talking about
like
this stuff, this is where I love where Bell calls in and, you know, reinforce some things, get the new spin, you know.
Word
I don't
scientist.
Know if I have
M-Bell's
to start.
M. Bell's a word scientist.
Go ahead,
he loves his word. M. Bell is a word scientist. He's in a laboratory. That's where he lives, inside a laboratory, and he has words everywhere. The Bible is in big letters so he can see because the eyes are a little bit bad, but he's a word. He's all about the words, so he's a word scientist, you know.
He is a bird scientist. And about all you guys out there in California.
He doesn't really understand the blood moon, so he can't call in and talk about it. He's never really researched it.
You're funny, Jason.
Dude, that's awesome, man. But,
well, keep staying here with us, brother. I always love having you on here, so just stay here with us. I got to bring 413. I think this is Alana.
Hello, my dears. How are you?
Hello, young lady. How are you?
Hello, Alana.
Hello, Dustin. I am well. I am listening with great interest. And in the way you're looking at the 188, I think it's 180 or 188-day cycle on the earthquakes, you're looking at a number of things that I think are absolutely fascinating. And I'm not intimidated, but I disagree slightly. Well, not disagree. Let me not say that I disagree. My viewpoint is slightly different. That is more accurate. When I see cycles and, you know, blood moons, for me, because my brain is just the way he made it, and I'm a bit more out of the box. And so I don't like, I feel as though my experience of God is he's always surprising me. Always surprising. It's never what I thought. My little brain, the pea gets squished all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I expect is what I do not expect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. That's a great point, sister. That's a great point. You know? That's a great point. But you know what else, Alana? If he does come, we know the translation before the rapture, though, but all this talk about this blood moon, if it was on April 15th, it would still be unexpected. You know what I mean? Like, that's what's so incredible, because we're talking about the Lord's coming. Like, even when he tells you he's coming, it's like you still don't expect it because it's so crucial of an event. It's only one of these ever. It's only going to take place one time. So he's really having fun doing, like you said, like trying to puzzle us and put these pieces together and stuff. But you just made a great point. He's going to do the unexpected. And he did say, I'm coming at a time when you think not. But what's crucial about that is, though, April 15th is such a crucial day, it would still be something nobody really expected it. Like, but if you're not rapture-centric, if you're not rapture-centric, you're not going to be really kind of expecting it, you know. But
well,
you made a great point.
Oh, well, you know, babe, if it comes so that I don't have to file my taxes, I'm good. But you know what? If he carries, May is a three-paycheck month. So,
amen,
you know,
that's what it is.
Because, you know, we always know. So, we may not know very much,
yes,
but
we
I know
do.
We know when it's going to be a three-paycheck month, so I can catch up anyway. So,
you're right, Alana.
But you guys, I love the way in which you are looking, the way you are watching, and the way you are searching. And it is such a beautiful thing. And yes, our points of view diverge.
Mm-hmm. That's what's beautiful, though. That's what makes it beautiful.
You know, where else are you going to find where a group of people can come together and share their walks and they don't all have to match up? They all don't have to be like, oh, that's not what God showed me. And everybody feels welcome to share their walk, what the Lord has showed them, no matter what. I mean, that's Christ Church right there.
Yeah, it's the only church I know, really. I mean, you could just do that. Speak up. Speak what you want to and not be. You know you're not going to be ridiculed here because you're not. We're all just sharing what we think could happen. And God is showing people different scenarios because there's different scenarios he could do this thing. You know, so amen to that.
Real quick, I do have to clear something up because it seems to be a really hot topic that people in chat are talking about. It seems to come up as hear about the RFID chip. And guys, the other morning, and you guys can verify this with my brother Dustin here. The RFID chip conversation, I didn't disagree that it was. I just wanted the conversation of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you guys to understand that the RFID chip deal was a total deal about getting people to really speak up about what the Lord showed them. I've never second-guessed the RFID as being the mark of the beast. So, sorry, guys, I'm not retarded.
But, now, I mean, it's
Judy and Judy are really coming after me pretty harsh. They don't like the way we're doing the show. They think we should play a bunch of music. They don't think I should talk about the RFID. So the only thing I can think of doing is not playing any music and talking about the RFID. That's all I can think of. I mean, I don't know. But, guys, it was for conversation. So get it out of your little heads that there's something wrong with us.
Yeah, Jason had this thing. He's doing that. That's what a good host would do, though. He's going to, you know, kind of pull up questions just to get us to talk and get people to call in to speak on it if you maybe have a viewpoint on it. Not to say that he disagrees or agrees, but just to get us talking. And I had to realize that because I was kind of, like, getting fired up because Jason was like, hold on, bro, the Market Beast, it is the RFID chip, but that's what he was doing. Like, he's just getting us to talk about it. But it is, like, Don't accept anything you hear. If you just hear somebody say something, don't accept it because of who you think they are. Like, go to God about it and want to know more detail about it before you just accept something, you know? And Luke and Judy coming at us. Man, this is an awesome evening show, if I do say so myself.
Now, Judy takes, I mean, you guys are taking me so serious. I guess it's the tone of my voice. Again, people have a problem with me that in real life because I don't smile that often and stuff. And I have one tone of voice and I get called stone face. But, Judy, I know you guys, you and Luke are just kidding. I know you couple are just rapture retards having fun.
I think they're mad. I think they're mad because we're doing it better, Luke. I think they're mad because we're doing it better, Jason. That's what it is.
Wait, you know, Dustin, wait till they see what, you know, what we disagree about on next week to get everybody hyped up. The RFID chip, that was just the beginning.
Just the beginning.
That was just the beginning of us being stupid. You guys didn't realize that we're still rapture retards.
Wait till I tell you guys the new revelation I just got. We're leaving in 2045. All y'all have been duped. Okay? Just kidding. Pick your jaws back up, you guys. We're out of here.
I love my brothers.
That's awesome, man. We have fun, dude. Fun.
Okay, Luca wants to talk about anything that just relates to heaven. It's really important, and I know that he's really focused on it because he comes on for the first 10 minutes of the show and then slowly just clicks off and just drives into chat like nothing's happened and then complains about what's going on.
Come on now, Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker.
Yes, Luke Skywalker.
Luke. Tell him, Keith. I got to bring somebody on. I don't even know who this is. But it's 754. Hello, 754.
Hello.
Hello, hey, 754. How are you, young lady?
I'm doing fine. This is really not like me to just like call in, but you know, Jesus,
we're
he laid it
out
on my heart.
Mhm.
Yeah, he laid it out on my heart because you know that's my man. You know, that's my husband. Soon to be.
Amen.
So, I used to like watch, I'm not sure which one it was, the Rapture Kitty lady on YouTube. Yeah, she's really funny and she's cool. And I use discernment in everything that I watch. And, you know, he just pushed me to just call in. He was like, you know, just call in and express to them how much you love me and, you know, just doing it because I'm led by the Holy Spirit today. And I also want to tell you guys that I'm really, really motivated. Like, I don't know. I'm just so tempted. I don't know. But I really do admire what you guys do because it's not easy to just, you know, put out a blog, talk radio or whatever, talking about rapture or whatever. And, yeah, I'm just, I don't know.
Well, thank you, sister. You know, we're blessed. The Lord leads us in a lot of it. And just like he's leading you tonight, have you called into their show before? Because I recognize your voice, but I don't know if I'm getting it confused.
I do too. Are you from Atlanta?
No, I'm from Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Florida. Well, I wasn't born in Florida, but raised up in Florida. I actually was born in France. So
Wee-wee.
Yeah, he led me to, you know, quit my job. And I quit my job, like, 3 months ago because it was taking up, like, most of my time. And once I started doing that, like, my walk with him just got, like, really, really strong. And he's just been showing me a lot of things and talking to me about a lot of things that never before in my walk with him that he's shown me. So, you know.
Amen, sister. You know you're getting translated, right? You do know that.
What is that?
Translation. That's what God has shown us, that it's basically going to be like a mini rapture before the rapture. And he's going to take thousands of people off this planet to strengthen up the other people that are still here. And everybody, he showed us, everybody that's a part of this RCC church that calls in, even the people that don't say anything, they call in, you are getting translated. If God led you here.
Oh, my gosh, that is so cool. I'm ready to get up out of here anyway.
yeah.
You know, young lady, you know, ask the Lord, seek the Lord yourself, ask him about it. It was a shock to a lot of us. And I mean, none of us had ever thought of it, and all of a sudden it started popping up in different people's dreams, and then some people were just shown, just like, I mean, Jesus himself appeared to them and showed them this. And so, you know, always seek the Lord first. Have you called in before, ma'am? Because there's a couple people in here that say they recognize you and what's not. What's your first name, if you don't mind us asking?
Kimberly. I remember calling in. Yeah, I remember calling in, but, like, I never, like, called in to speak because, I don't know, like, it's not really like me to just get on a line with a bunch of people and talk because I'm kind of soft-spoken. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he just really led me today to just, you know, call in and...
talk to your family?
I don't know. Yeah. Basically, and I don't know, I'm just tired. I'm just ready to go. Like, I don't want to be here at all whatsoever.
Amen, sister.
So,
you know, have you ever talked with Judy before?
And, no, I haven't talked to her, but I've been warning, like, a lot of my family members and a lot of my friends, and, you know, they think I'm crazy, but I know I'm not crazy because he promised me he's coming. So I know
that's exactly why you're getting translated, because you are doing that. See, God told me just now you had to be rapture-centered to even find this show and call in. You've been a part of RCC since the start. Everybody that called in after the start, you've still been a part of this family because he's bringing people to it, and it makes perfect sense. You say you've been telling your family, telling your friends, they think you're crazy. Well, that's why you're leaving before the rapture. You're going to go missing. And they will say, what happened to her? Well, the only thing she talked about before was the rapture. So the only thing we got to go off of is say that Jesus Christ took her, because nobody's going to be able to find you. Nobody's finding us when we go missing. When we go missing, we're truly going missing. So that's awesome, sister. So really appreciate you calling in.
I was going to see if Judy would hop on here real quick and say hi to you. But I can't see if she's even responding in here, so...
There's also one thing else I wanted to share with you guys.
Oh, please do.
It was kind of like, you know, I talk to him like all the time, every day, 24/7. He just does not stop talking. But not saying that I don't mind. But yesterday, like, as he was talking to me, it was kind of like unexpected. He was like, "Will you marry me?" And this other girl, I had watched her video. I think her name's Katie or something. And she had made a video talking about that. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, he asked me the same thing. Will I marry him? This was yesterday. And I just thought it was kind of like, it was like out of nowhere when he asked. And then he told me, you know, time is no more. There's no more time. So.
Wow.
I was just really excited about that. Like, that was made my day completely yesterday.
Hey, no coincidence.
No, I love
it
when that stuff happens.
Yeah, me too.
Playing together. Yeah, man,
well, hold on just a second, Kimberly, because I got a Rapture Kitty calling in here. She wants to be able to say hi to you because you've made a lot of people's day here in the chat room. You really blessed it by calling in and sharing, and
You know, I always encourage that with everybody. If you haven't called in, call in, because you get blessed. Kimberly, you'll be blessed. You know, we're all blessed. I'm waiting for Rapture Katie to figure out how to dial her phone right now. I don't know. It is technology. She gets confused easily. Okay, here she is. I think, yeah, that's her. Hello, Rapture Kitty.
Hi, Jason. Hi, Kimberly. Judy.
Hi. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Judy.
I'm speaking to you.
So glad you came in because it's so nice. We feel exactly like you feel. Like in the chat room when you were talking, we're like, tell Kimberly we know how she feels, you know, and we're so glad you called. And anyway, it made me really happy. My spirit started jumping down like I've known you my whole life, even though I don't know you.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Brothers and sisters. Hello, Rapture Kitty.
We're all family.
Yeah, I see that. I enjoyed watching all your videos, you know. That's kind of what motivated me, too, because he told me, he was like, just call in. They're really nice people. Like, you don't have to feel like you're different from them because you kind of are like them in a way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
in a lot of ways. I mean, we're not a bunch of bougie people. That, like, we done went through some stuff. Like, everybody here, that's what's so amazing about it. Like, everybody here has a testimony. We've been through the hell of earth. I mean, we've all been through some
that's
stuff.
That's true.
You know, so we fellowship and laugh together, smile together, cry together. That's what brothers and sisters do. That's what church family is here for. So,
you know, Kimberly, you got to be honest with me. You know, you watch some of the Rapture Kitty's videos. You know, when she was wearing that horse head, you were probably thinking this lady lost it. I mean, come on, be honest.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I don't think she lost it, but it was funny seeing her with the mask on. I thought that was really funny. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, she wears it everywhere. She wears that thing at the grocery store too.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty weird.
That is cool though.
See, Kimberly gets me. She knows it's a jackass mask, and Jason called it a horse mask. Hear you, Jason. It's a horse mask.
Well, I grew up on a farm, young lady, and I'm pretty sure I know the difference between a donkey and a horse.
That was
I think
a jackass.
That you should go do a video of you brushing your teeth with the mask on, you know, like brushing the horse's teeth.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
Jason.
Jason doesn't
watch him. Yeah.
Remember, she
you guys are hilarious.
Well, we got to. That's why Dustin always says, you know, we got to go, Lord. It's getting weird.
It's getting weird.
Humans being stretched.
Man, I'm telling you, if the Lord keep me here for a few more days, it ain't no telling what y'all might hear me say, man. So excuse me.
You're funny, Dustin.
Ain't no telling.
Hey, but nah. Kimberly, can you be somebody? Can you call in again? Wait, don't leave, Kimberly. I want to ask you a couple questions because you sound like, you know, super-duper rapture retarded and stuff like that. And what's God been saying to you? Like, what's the most thing he's done to you in the last day or two or week? What is he doing? What scripture is he telling you? Just give us some cool thing that God's been doing with you.
Well, I want to tell you this. Well, usually I always read the Bible, like, every day, but he's been really egging me on to read more about Revelation because this is the time that we're living in. And he's been telling me that, you know, I'm not going to be here any much longer. Like, he keeps telling me, you're not going to be here any much longer. You have nothing to worry about because, you know, my family, they would be like, oh, with the RFID chip and stuff like that, and how they're going to sacrifice us. And it's like, I'm not worried about it at all because he told me personally, like, the bride has nothing to worry about. Like, you're safe and you're protected at this hour. So, you know, don't worry about any bad thing that you're listening to or that you're hearing because that is not for his people at all. Those are the ones that are left behind. So that pretty much it, really. I mean, he's just been telling me that he's really on his way, and I know that it's him talking to me, even though people would be like, oh, well, you have other voices in your head, but I'm not worried about that because I know his voice personally, and I know what he told me is true, you know, and he told me he's coming. So until then, I'm going to keep waiting because that's what he led me to do. He led me to quit my job a couple of months ago. And I wouldn't, I'm not the type of person, I'm not just going to quit my job just because, you know, I think I hear something. No, I know it's his voice.
You tell it, sister, tell it.
But I'm really excited about you guys' churches and stuff. Like, I used to, I don't know, because I'm not the type of person to just call in, and he knows that, but he just told me, you know, just don't be afraid to, you know, show my affection. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know I'm not afraid to show my affection for him anywhere. So I was just like, I'm going to call in and, you know,
you're
talk
blessing,
about
you're
him.
Blessing a lot of people right now, too, sister. You're going to free a lot of more people up that will call in and speak by doing that. So thank you a lot, man.
Wow. So it's
man.
So this radio show is like, is it every day or?
Every day,
twice a day.
Wow, see, that's the real church, because the old church I went to, I stopped going there because they were just, I don't know, it's just judgmental people, you know? So when I hear the word church, it just it kind of, you know, don't really sit well with me. But you guys are, like, different, I see, and it's not just Sunday you guys do it. So that's really good, too.
Amen. Well, all praise be to God. He's guiding us all through this here, but he's getting ready to take us up, so.
Yeah, he's going to do that. He does want us to.
You don't live anywhere close to this, Hope.
Say that again, I didn't hear you.
Are you trying to communicate?
You got jokes, but I didn't hear you. I'm serious. I didn't hear what you said.
You don't live anywhere near Kansas, do you? Where do you live?
I live in Florida, all the way in Broward.
Wow, I
but
think
that's
we
not
have
where I'm. Yeah, I know, right? I actually had a friend because I had comment on one of your videos, and she had a problem like hearing God, and I always told her, you know, he's talking to you, and she didn't believe me, so she told me that she called in. And I think she spoke with one of you guys, but she's kind of, like, soft-spoken, too. She's not really into calling it. I don't know, but hopefully she'll join. I don't know.
Amen. Well, now you'll be able to go tell her. You called in today, and you
yeah,
felt warm and
that.
Love. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, she did tell me when she spoke with you guys. She was like, they seem so nice, but I don't know. She never called me in.
Has she kind of been like your road dog following this stuff?
Yeah, but the thing with her is since I've gotten out of the church because, like, they're just it's fake, you know. They don't even, like, talk about Jesus coming, none of that. And I'm not just going to sit there and listen to what a pastor has to tell me when I already have God in my life. You know what I'm saying? He talks to me all the time. So I've been trying to lead her out of the church because she still want to hold on to titles. And I've been telling her, you know, to just, you really want to hear his voice, maybe even more, you know, just stop going to church. So she's still in the church. So I don't know. I'm not judging her, but, you know, that's just her opinion or whatever.
If the church is anywhere where you fellowship, God said anywhere there's people fellowshipping, that's church. So we fellowship every day. So he said this ain't a radio show, this is a church. This is a real church, you know?
Yeah, it's a real church.
It's a family.
Like every day.
It's a family.
Not Sunday. So
mm-hmm.
You guys seem really cool. Like I feel
well,
you
seem very cool
so
yourself.
Welcome. Yeah, you guys really make me so welcome. At first, I was skeptical. I'm like, God, I'm not going to just about to call these people, and
crazy,
I don't know.
Crazy people.
Yeah, but he was like, no, they're really nice people. Like, they feel just how you feel right now. So that's kind of what motivated me to just call in. I'm like, okay, somebody that I could relate to, all right, I could work with it.
Yes. I think that's why it's twice a day, you know, because some people are going to work and they'll listen to it while they're at work.
And, you know, it just makes them, you go out in the world and nobody else knows, you know, seems to know what you know, and it's kind of hard to be around that stuff. So it's kind of like a nice support group for everybody that's experiencing and sharing the same things. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So when did you guys get started? Like, when?
I think it was in the middle of January. I'm pretty sure. I think I was thinking it was in the middle of January.
Mm-hmm. Late
January. I should have been called in if I would have known, because December is, like, when I quit my job. Like, the end of December is when I quit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Kimberly, we do have a chat room that's linked up with the show. You scroll down on the page where you're listening to it at. There's a chat room, and it gets pretty weird. I always like to give people a good warning, but, you know, everybody's in there usually sharing around, joking around. Don't be intimidated by it. We've all just been sitting here waiting for the Lord for several months, and so we get a little weird, but, you know, it's all in love. It's all in fun.
We're really just being real. That's all we are, just being real, not being superficial. That's all we are. Like, God wants you to joke around. He don't want you sitting here uptight. If we got our last days here, he wants us to experience nothing but peace and happiness and love and joke around. And so that's what he's just giving us, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Can't take yourself too serious. You can't have no fun. You can't smile.
You know, and Kimberly, also, we have a blog. We have a blog where everybody posts the words that they get from the Lord, probably similar to the ones you've seen on YouTube. And it's rapture-centric. It's called rapturecentric.blogspot.com. You know, sometimes it's good just to hear those words. They're for everybody. And it can be very encouraging when, you know, you go through those rough moments. And it's pretty cool. So.
That's good.
You know, there's no money here. There's, you know, we don't ask for donations. We don't do anything. None of us are doing this for money. So it's just all about support. So.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I'm gonna check that out. You said it's a word box thing.
All the words that we all get from the Lord. A lot of people write them down, and you know, the Lord will say, "Write this down," and everybody gets these words. They're very cool. It's words from the Lord. It's not like we're making this stuff up. Just like you hear from them. And so, yeah, rapturecentric.blogspot.com. Pretty cool.
Okay,
actually,
I
think it's posted in one of Judy's videos. I think she posted below her videos, so the link.
Well, I love,
more thing
okay.
I wanted to share with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I had a dream. It's kind of scary, but it's a dream that he gave me, like, hold on, I'm trying to look for it. Because I wrote it down. But the day
take
that
your time.
I
have a dream. Take your time.
Hold on, I'm trying to see. Where is it at? Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
I have a dream that one day Jason Chambers will be free from his Diet Pepsi addiction.
Never going to happen, brother. Never going to happen.
So
I have a dream
that
one day Justin Wright will be right.
Never going to happen, brother. Never going to happen.
Okay. This dream was on March 19th. And he gave me a dream of fear. And, like, I remember waking up, like, at 6 in the morning. And my heart was just beating, like, almost as if I was running a race. Yeah, it was really bad. And it was called, you know, the omen dreams. I don't know if you know anything about dreams. What's that word called? Interpreter, whatever it is.
Yeah, dream actually, Keith, I don't know if he's still on the line with us. That's his specialty.
Yeah, and this dream he gave me, it was more about the future, I guess, because I prayed about it. And Obama was in my dream. That was kind of weird because I never had a dream about him ever in my life. And, like, he was doing so much stuff behind the scenes. And, like, he was just taking me on a trip, and he was telling me all the stuff that he's going to do to America. And then it just got really weird in the dream. And then, like, later on in the dream, it was, like, these Iron Man robots, and they were chasing me and a bunch of other people. Like, I don't know if that was, like, a tribulation type thing. I don't know. But it was really scary. It was, like, these big Iron Man robots, and they had, like, powers, and they were just trampling over people down and just killing them. It was really, really scary. I was, like, so shaken up because it felt so real. Like, when I woke up, I was terrified. Like, I couldn't even believe she would give me a dream like that. It felt so real. So,
wow.
I know.
You know, a lot of people
have
been having these dreams. A lot of people that were not even Christians started getting these dreams and made them turn over in this last hour that we're in. You know, dreams are pretty powerful. So sometimes you have them and you're just like, okay, it was just a dream. But for whatever reason, it keeps nagging at you. You know there's something prophetic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you saw Obama.
True.
And then you saw those RoboCops. They're like real RoboCops. They have those waiting for the great trio. They're going to unleash them.
Yeah, these robot cops, like, they were big. Like, they were big. And they were just, like, running over people. And I remember there was a party going on, and I just ran into the building, and I was telling them, you guys need to run. You guys need to run. And they was not listening to me. They was looking at me crazy. And then the next thing, the robot just, it busts into the room. Like, the door flew off in the room. Like, it just flew. And they started screaming and running, and they had nowhere to go. Like, it was so scary, and it felt so real. Like, I just couldn't believe that.
You were there in your spirit. You were definitely there.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
And then he takes you to a party, and you see these people partying. That's crazy. That's amazing.
I know. So, I was just...
I got a question for you, Kimberly.
Go ahead.
You're from Florida, right?
Yeah.
Why is Cops always filmed there? Every time I watch the show Cops, they're in Florida. What do you guys got going on out there?
You said
the show Cops?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the show Cops?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're always filmed in Florida. What do you guys got going on down there? Cops are always being filmed.
It's horrible.
There.
Like, it is so bad. Like, oh my gosh, the people here, they need, all of them need to be arrested, because especially the area that I live in, it's like, you know, really urban, and it's ridiculous because there's always drama. There's always violence and chaos, you know.
They
all hate each other over here. They just hate each other, and they love violence over here. Like I always said, Florida need their own reality TV show because they need it. Like, their own reality TV show, because the stuff that goes on over here that you guys hear on the news about people eating each other's face off, that is nothing compared to what happens on an everyday basis over here. I didn't see people got stabbed in front of me, just all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, Florida is crazy. Yes, it's crazy. So I just can't wait to get out of here.
They're Florida living.
We're good. Not too long, sister. Keep looking up. That's what the Lord keeps telling us all. Keep looking up.
I'm so excited about leaving. I cannot wait.
Keep being that shining light to everybody around you like you have been. Just keep shining your light. God's going to protect you, take care of your family and your loved ones and anybody, you know, prayer. Prayer really works. A lot of people just don't even pray or just like, you know, there's no need for me to pray really, but if you pray more, it's not like it's not going to help. You're going to do more so. It'll do more so. So you can't really say, you know, like, I can pray or I don't have to pray. But if you do pray, it'll be added benefit. It'll, you know, God will see.
That's true.
Maybe that, you know, if you do pray, say something about someone, then God will see, well, you really do care about that person. You really do want to see them taken care of, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We is out, sister. We out. That's guaranteed.
I just wanted to ask you a question. Did you know how to get into the chat room with us so you could hang out with us in the chat room? Do you know how to do that?
No, I don't.
I don't know how to do that.
Are you listening on the phone or are you on a computer listening? Dang it.
I'm on the phone.
Do you ever log onto your computer to listen to the show?
I don't know. Right now my computer doesn't have Wi-Fi because, I don't know, my internet's off right now. But
oh, you do have it. Everybody in the chat room wants to, they're like, tell her to come to the chat room because we stay in the chat room sometimes like 5 hours after church and we hang out and get to know each other. But if you're ever near a laptop, all you have to do is log in to the link on all my videos. I have the link to the show, the morning and the evening broadcast. And then you can just scroll down, and you'll see everybody in the chat room and say hi to you. So, and they want to get to know you. So everyone's like, tell them, tell them. But, hey, I have to get going, but I just wanted to ask Jason if it's okay if we could play telephone with Kimberly because, you know, it's her first time calling in. And have you heard of telephone, Kimberly?
No, I haven't.
Well, what it is everybody in the church asks God what he's thinking about you, and then we tell you, and it'll really bless you. So since you're not in the chat room, we could read what the chat room has to say, if it's okay with Jason and Dustin, if it's okay with them.
I guess it's okay if Kimberly gets blessed. I got to bring Pat on for that. Pat, you're with us now. So this
Hi,
is Kimberly.
Kimberly. Hi, everybody. Kimberly, welcome.
Hi.
So glad to have you, sweetie. Thank you for joining us. This is a true church of love. This is Jesus' love. And we just love on everybody
that.
With Jesus. Yes, everyone here is from the heart. Everyone's in love with our Lord. So you're just going to fit right in, girl. It's going to be great. You know, everybody here loves you, and everybody loves everybody else. So, and it's all in our Lord. So welcome, welcome, honey. Welcome, and keep calling in, and keep listening, and keep, you know, anything you get, just share. You've blessed a lot of people tonight. Wow. We needed to hear what you had to say, honey. We needed to hear that. That was great. So,
Amen.
And Mama Pat got a piece on deck.
Hi, sweeties.
Well, hey, guys, let's go ahead and every word you're getting for Kimberly, go ahead and share it with her. I'll read the ones that come out of chat. And Kimberly, you just sit there and be ready to cry at any moment.
Okay.
Okay, guys telling me, Kimberly, that you have impacted way more people than you think that are in your community.
Wow,
and
really?
Tana,
oh, my gosh.
Tana,
yes.
From here, Kimberly, you are my perfect daughter. I love her. I am proud of her. Her courage is overwhelming.
Oh, my gosh. This is so great. This made my day.
Yeah.
Okay,
totally
Kimberly.
Are we still?
Kimberly, you are mine. I have a call for such a time as this. Be ready to be swept away. I love you, Kimberly, more than you will ever know.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, Kimberly, know that
yeah.
I am always with you. You are my precious child and bride.
Amen.
I feel so good right now.
Lord told Luke, she is a fighter. She is not afraid to stand up for me.
Yes, that's true.
Amen.
He knows
yeah.
I don't play those games with him. I do not.
Well, play no games.
I don't. No, I don't.
You are precious.
Oh, my God.
He loves you, baby. He loves you.
Words.
Kimberly, he loves you. This God-man loves you. He loves you.
I can feel his love all the time, all the time.
Yes.
I feel his love.
Yes, 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 yes. Absolutely.
Kimberly,
you are my faithful little one. I can always count on you. Soon you will see how much you can count on me. Jesus, I am coming for you.
Amen.
Oh, my gosh.
Kimberly, I have a word for you. This is Keith. I have a word for you.
Okay.
God says even though you're not, God tells me that even though you're not outspoken, because you think you're kind of hard on yourself because you're not out there and outspoken, he says you have eyes like an eagle and you're very observant of what's going on around you all the time. And he says you have a very important role in his kingdom because of your the fact that you've got those eyes of an eagle to observe all the things going on around the world and stuff, you know, in your life and around you. He says it definitely is, you're very important to him, and he's got great plans for you as you continue to work in his kingdom, and he looks forward. He also told me, too, that he looks forward to rapturing you as well.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. This is so
Kimberly,
overwhelming.
This is from Roman. This is from Roman, and he's over in London. He's a Russian, but it's okay. We still love him. Says, Kimberly, you are mine. You are mine. You will be with me soon, sooner than you think. You have many gifts. You need to use them. Step up. You are stronger than you think.
Beautiful.
Wow. That is beautiful.
Yeah, you're loved, honey. You're
beautiful.
Loved. You're loved.
I feel so good. This totally made my day.
Well, this is pure love here. Just pure love.
You ready to run through a wall now? You powered up?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
And he tells me now, Kimberly, that you, when you get translated, you will have a huge impact on your community, and he says your family will be the ones that spread the word to the community.
Wow, that's strong.
Yeah, don't worry about them. He'll take
especially
care of them.
My family.
You know, he'll take care of them, honey. He will. He knows you're praying for them, so don't worry about it.
Kimberly, either way you look at it, the Lord sure does seem to love you.
Amen.
Yes, and I love him back. We get married. Yes, we get married.
Amen.
Yes. Amen, honey. Amen. So be happy. I know you are. Well, that's what we do here. We love on you. He loves on you. You know,
I have a really nice church. You guys are
yes, it
really
is.
Awesome and cool.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Everything you need is here. You got pure family in the Lord. You know, everybody's sincere. So, welcome.
For Kimberly, hey, Judy here. When we play this game, I oftentimes get God's emotions for people and his feelings for people. And he gave me an incredible amount of peace for you, and he said he's taking you into deeper waters of his peace until he arrives and rest. And I just felt like it was almost like a Holy Spirit trying to pull here. You know, we joke about God getting us drunk and we're laughing, but I almost saw him filling, giving you a tranquilizer in the Holy Ghost, you know, and letting you rest. Not that you're going to be sleeping or anything, but that everywhere you're at and anything you're doing, you've got this, he's taking you deeper into rest in him, and that's because your faith will go deeper, and that's what I thought.
Wow.
Amen.
Oh, my gosh.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. That was very strong, encouraging.
Encouraging. Yeah, you're well loved, sweetie.
Yeah, you
that's
really
awesome.
Are. Impacting
you guys
a lot of
back.
People.
You guys are really nice people and have heart. Unlike a lot of people today, you guys actually, you know, really are people of God. So I see that.
Kimberly, I got another
and
word for you
welcome.
From Roman. Your time has come, child. Okay, your time has come, child. Great things await you here where I am. Greater things than you can imagine. I love you. Good job, Roman.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Wow, that's he makes me feel good. You guys are making me feel good, too, with y'all words. But he makes me feel like the luckiest woman in the world.
So you got to tell your friend that wanted to call in, you got to tell her what's happening tonight. Because that's a miracle.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely talk to her, like, tonight to call in tomorrow.
She can listen, too.
Well, either way, we're blessed
to
have you here.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I'm blessed to be here, definitely. Like, you guys...
Hanging with us. Keep hanging with us.
I will.
You will,
you
sweetheart.
Awesome.
You will. Yeah,
yes,
I got a new daughter here now. Yeah, definitely.
So me and Jason are normally on the morning show, but we kind of did a flip-flop thing for this weekend. So that's why we're hosting the evening show today. And it's usually Judy, the Rapture Kitty Lady, and Luke and a few other brothers and sisters. Are we still keeping it like this for tomorrow, you guys?
Okay, Kimberly, real quick here. Luke's got another word for you. He said, tell her to look behind her and all around her. She will see me. She will see much of my work in her life in this final time.
Wow.
Wow. That's
beautiful.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, that's really beautiful.
That's a big sigh. You're well loved.
I feel it, too. Feel really good.
Yeah.
Totally made my day because today was just such a, it was a gloomy day for me, but now I feel uplifted, really uplifted.
Yeah, that's even more miraculous. That's even more miraculous.
You're going to be hotter than the sun tomorrow when it rises.
mm-hmm.
That Florida sunshine. It's got its own little sunshine right there named Kimberly. I'm fire for the Lord, honey.
I just cannot wait to be with him,
I know, honey.
So
I know, sweetheart, I know.
All of us.
Yeah. Welcome to the club, Kimberly. Welcome to the club. We know where you're coming from. All of us feel this way.
What I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Because other people,
feel
they look at
me
crazy.
Sure they do. They look at us crazy. Our family members think, we're not too tightly wrapped,
And they're supposed to look at you crazy. Otherwise, hey, if they didn't look at you crazy, your translation wouldn't do any good.
Yeah. It's going to wake them up.
Oh, yeah.
It's time.
I hope so.
It'll wake them up.
But there's multiple reasons for it, Kimberly. He's actually going to have us helping him get some stuff done before the rapture.
Yes.
Which is incredible.
Wow.
And you're going to have a chance to, you're going to have a chance because you're getting translated to come back and bless more people before the rapture, come back to earth and, pray for people and be around people. Even if they can see you or not, you'll be able to, pray right beside them and they will feel it and it will be, their hearts will be softened for the rapture. So that's incredible.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You guys made me feel so good tonight. You just don't understand. I'm feeling like Superwoman right now. I don't know.
Oh, well,
amen.
You are, honey. In the Lord, you
amen
are.
On that.
Anything he tells you, honey, you come share it with us because you're encouraging a lot of other people too.
I will.
Yes, if he tells you stuff, you let us know, sweetie. You know.
That dream was amazing too, Kimberly.
Don't let the dream frighten you because he's got you. You know, you don't have to be. We've all had pretty bad dreams once in a while, and we know that God protects us, so we don't even give it a second thought. You know. Yeah.
Okay.
You're protected. Okay, we love you so much. Thank you for being with us. Thank you so much. You blessed us, honey.
I do got to bring on another person here. It's 818 real quick. I just got to make sure everybody gets on here. It's 818-919.
Hey, Tana from California.
Hey, Tana.
It's Tana.
Hey, Tana. Tana.
I just want to say hi, but I had to call in. Hi, Keith. Hi, everybody. I love you all.
Hi, sweetie.
I love you,
hey there.
Hi. Love you.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to the fam. We're happy to have you.
Amen.
Anyway, I love you all. Talk to you all later. I'm going to meet Lafayette now.
Bye, sweetie.
Okay. Good night. All right.
Thanks, Donna.
Well, it's afternoon there.
Bye.
Well, Raina is bringing up a good point for communion. So we're going to do communion here real quick, fit it into our busy schedules. I know, Pat, you probably have a prayer for us.
Yeah, I have one. I'll read again. I did it in the beginning of March, but I'm going to read it again because it's just a prayer here I think we can use. Sure.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 11:23. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Let us eat together. The cup of the new covenant is Jesus Christ's blood shed for you. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Let us drink together. Whenever you're ready, Pat.
Yes. Beloved Jesus, praise you for your wonderful thoughtfulness to all creation. Thank you for bringing us together as your family in love, a relationship that has begun heaven on earth to last for all eternity. We know you are always with us. You walk by our side, hearing every word, even a sigh. You feel our pain, and you share our emotions and joys as well. You never leave us alone, precious God of all the universe. Holy, holy, holy is your name, Lord Jesus Christ, the name above all names. We thank you and we love you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hey, Dustin, brother, would you mind doing a prayer as well? We haven't prayed on the show together for a while, and just for whatever reason, it feels right.
Amen. Let's do it, brother. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for allowing us to come together. This is just, your timing is beautiful, Lord, with everything, and we know you ask us not to question you, and our finite minds can't always understand your ways, Lord, but we know your timing is perfect, your plan is perfect, and your love is perfect. Sometimes it seems like you love us differently, but no, you love us all the same. No matter what we've done, Lord, you love us the same, and we just thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for everybody listening, and we thank you for even more that will come and join their church before we get translated, Lord God. We thank you for the translation. We thank you for the rapture, Lord God. We thank you for that blessed hope, removing us before the wrath begins on this planet. We do have that option to be there, Lord. Everybody here has it, and we thank you for that, Lord. So we ask that you continue to strengthen us up and bring us together, Lord God. Allow us to fellowship and continue to pour out more revelation and more of your Holy Spirit on us as we wait, Lord, on your glorious coming. We thank you for everybody listening. Thank you for Brother Jason and Judy, just everybody, Lord, everybody. This is so incredible, and you know it's been such a help to my life as well, Lord God. So I thank you for this church. I thank you for everybody here. In your name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen. That was good.
Can I just read
Amen.
A little paragraph of he and I? Might uplift
Absolutely.
A little bit. Yeah. Okay, he says, Jesus says, of course you often have to be busy with material things during the day, but do even these common tasks with me, near me, because I did them too when I was on earth. And because I am here, I never leave you. Give me everything with your will firmly intent on pleasing me. How astonished you will be when you discover your treasures. It takes only tiny little stones to make flowers in a magnificent mosaic flooring. And he said, just imagine what it would be like at this moment if all the people of the earth would let me live in them by grace. What a spectacle, for heaven, because you are all performing before the angels and the saints, as though smiling, she says. You see, you are still on the stage. If you thought about this, how much more effort you would do to do everything perfectly, and if you remembered that I never let you out of my sight, that this is a reality, wouldn't you be more careful? Wouldn't you love me a little more? He says, my poor little ones, don't neglect anything that can increase your tenderness. In that alone lies your happiness. As soon as a truth or a thought touches you, keep it in your soul the day long and look at it as though you were seeing me in a mirror. Call me very often. Isn't an earthly father happy when his little ones call him? Sometimes he doesn't answer so that the child will call again. You remember my seeming refusal of a Canaanite woman? I wanted to lead her to her beautiful answer, so full of humility. And so if I seem not to hear you, call me again, and you will give me joy. I am always eager for you, above all for my very little ones, my very poor ones. The weakest are already right inside my heart. Oh, happy, unfortunate ones.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen.
Yeah. It's Kimberly, the book is called He and I by Gabrielle Bosses. Just remember He and I, and you can Google it. You can go to archangelbooks.com. You can go to Amazon. I think it's like $17 and some change in postage, and she listened to God speaking in her heart. And theologians have gone through this, so there's nothing off in this at all, and that which is important to a lot of people. And you can read this. Anyone can get this book and read it to them, you know, for themselves. and it's just absolutely beautiful. I wish if the whole world read this book, we wouldn't be in the fix we are. That in Scripture, plus Scripture above all else. But, you know, this is all about what this church is all about loving from the heart and not being uptight and just letting Jesus be in your heart like family. Just treat him like family, because he says in here, if only I could be one of the family. You know, he wants to belong to us as intimately as he can. Yeah. So, there you go.
Hey, you guys.
What's the name of the book? It's called He and I.
He and I, yes. He and I, it's all over the internet. You can get it. Go to Amazon. It's a little less expensive. Or archangelbooks.com, one word, and go to the link to order. And this will wow you like anything. And this is written from 1936 to 1950. And he speaks in her heart. And it is just off the charts, tender and loving.
Amazing.
And inviting. Yes. Yes.
Amen. Hey, you guys, listen to this. Check this out. Check this out really quick, you guys. CNN is on right now, and they're saying that there was a landslide recently that a lot of people, they went missing, but they just have 17 deaths have been confirmed. God told me those 17 deaths that they're confirming stand for the 17 days left until the blood moon. They just had a moment of silence on CNN for these people. God told me our moment of silence that we had earlier in this show was for the landslide victims.
Wow.
So he kicked me off the phone. My call was lost. Like, he kicked me off the phone, and Jason didn't know that I wasn't on. He did all that for the moment of silence for these victims.
Wow. Yeah, and Los Angeles has a 5.1 earthquake today. Yeah, so we got to watch that. My sister's not far from there, so I know God.
Yeah, I did see about that.
Yeah,
that's a warning, I believe. Definitely a warning.
Yeah.
Right. I just got a message for Kimberly from Joe Gretto. He said, this is when we were playing telephone, I guess. He said he loves her. She has pleased him more than she could comprehend. Kimberly has much to look forward to, like much. She is something else. Our Lord loves her. Amen. Okay.
Amen. That's a really nice one.
You're a sweetie, Kimberly. We can just tell it from listening to you. You're a real sweetie, and you're very loved. We love you, and God loves you for sure a lot. Amen.
Well, I love you guys back too.
Well, keep with us. You know, keep with us, honey. We all go up together.
I will.
We'll give you a big group hug. We're on the way up.
Yeah, group hugs. Right.
I'm going to be in the morning show tomorrow. Call in the morning show or call in the night show. Call either service. Call.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
definitely.
You guys don't have like
okay,
a...
Okay, guys, let
a
Kimberly
Facebook.
Breathe. Let her breathe.
What do we have,
you guys,
honey?
Don't
what
have
is
like Facebook pages where I can like add you guys or something?
We do. It's I don't do Facebook, but somebody else will have that. Actually, if you go to Judy's videos, I think that she puts all the links to all of our stuff in the description box of all of her videos.
Okay.
Or just ask a question. You can leave a comment in the comment box, and she'll get right back to you with whatever you need to know.
All right, that's cool.
Okay, honey. I'm so glad you called. Oh my goodness, you're such a blessing. This was like a gift from God tonight to have
Kimberly, you think right now, you're thinking, Pat's so loving you right now that she almost hates you. But no, that's who Pat is. That's
Pat. Mama Pat.
Mama Pat. That's Mama Pat.
Yeah. All my babies.
But yeah, and she makes a good pizza. She's going to be making pizza for everybody in heaven, so.
Hey, oh boy. Yeah, that,
oh,
yeah,
wow, that's
you
cool.
Got it.
I love pizza.
Oh, don't we all? Everybody's going to be, if you're not Italian in heaven, you're going to have be a little Italian in heaven anyway, whether you're not or if you are.
Oh, wow.
So welcome, sweetheart. We're so glad to have you.
I'm more welcome to be here. I'm so glad he made me call.
It's a good thing you listened.
This really is an awesome day to you guys, because that revelation he gave me, like, I feel different right now. I really do. Like, I've kind of been, I've kind of almost been a little numb, like just kind of going through the motions. But it's just like, wow, he really, this has been an awesome day for me.
This is a B vitamin shot in the arm tonight, guys.
It was.
A spiritual B vitamin shot.
Definitely needed it.
We needed it. We needed it. Thank you, Kimberly.
You also.
Yay, Kimberly.
We're glad.
Oh, boy. Okay, keep calling in. You know, go in the chat room, sweetheart, you know, and just stay with us because you belong here with the family.
I will.
We're so happy to have. We're very blessed.
Don't worry.
Here.
I'm not going
to
leave you guys.
No, we ain't going to leave you either. Ever. Soon. Anything you get, you just let us know. Say, hey, Jesus said this. And, you know, we get blessed next for everybody. Yeah.
You're getting translated. So even if you ain't want to call back, you know you're getting translated. So you are part of this church. So.
Yes, definitely.
That's better for me. The faster the better. So.
No, you got to be with us, honey. you're going with us. We out of here. We out.
Yeah, I know. I can feel it in my spirit. Like he's
yes.
He's like telling me we're going to go very soon.
Yes.
Very soon.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We got the blood moon on the 15th. So I think it's before
that. I'm excited
about
that. Really excited about that.
Yeah, Israel. Oh, boy.
I heard they're talking about the peace agreement again today because they're trying to get that done.
I know.
Yeah, I've seen that.
We're leaving before they get it signed. They're going to get it signed after we leave, and during the chaos, it'll force people to want to get it done. But even on the Left Behind movie, they're only working on the peace agreement when the rapture happens. So even on the movies, the rapture movies, we go before it gets signed. Not because... Like real life. The movie's based on real life. That's what it is. You know, we're leaving before
it
gets signed.
They're all
I believe that. Yeah, I kind of believe that. Yeah. But every day we have my God and my family, you know, we're reaching out to souls. Now look at this precious one that called in tonight, you know. So anybody out there, you guys call in too, just keep calling in and we'll be hooking up with you, you know, and encouraging you, and you encourage us. So don't be afraid to call in. Because it's just pure love on this show. It's just pure love. Everyone's sincere. Yeah. It's pure love.
That's awesome.
I got a little rap I'm going to share with the church in the next few days. I wrote.
I got
a little rap.
Dustin, we got to get that audio on there. Make sure you have that in the background because you can't do it without the audio.
Yeah, definitely the audio. Jason heard it. Jason, what you think,
bro? It on me. It's pretty good, guys. It is good. And I'm not just saying that Dustin's my friend, so, you know, it's good. No, it's good.
Yeah, Jason's going to tell me if it sucks. He's the brother. He's going to tell me if it sucks. But no.
Dustin, that was pretty terrible. I wouldn't put that on the show, brother. I'd keep that and, you know, just use that for your shower song.
Okay.
This was a good song, so it was a good song. It really was.
If Jason says it's good, it's got to be good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The general says it's good, we listen.
Tell him, Pat. I can't get a lot of people to hear on me on that one. I keep trying to use my general role, but no. They're like, yeah, Jason, you're still just Jason
you is.
Here.
You
like,
is.
Man.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that then. Yeah, you get work that out and then put it on for us so we can hear it.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I don't know how we're going to do get the music playing in the background.
You'll work it out. Just ask the Holy Spirit. Yeah, no, you'll work it out. I'm sure you will. I will.
Can I, Jason, I usually stay in the chat room for 7 or 8 hours. I leave it open. So when you're done, Jason, I'll log in. Just keep it open. And if anyone is in the chat room, we found out the secret. It's super easy to come bounce back in the chat room. All you have to do is log into a future show. But if you don't want to get kicked out, you have to be typing while the show ends. If you're actually typing while it ends, it won't kick you out. So that's a little trick we learned. We learned a few other tricks, too, but it's really easy to get back in the chat room. Just log on a future show, not one that's already happened, but a future show. And, Jason, if you don't
Judy?
Mind. Yeah.
Are we going to have an intervention on your chat obsession? I mean, I'm starting to worry about you.
I know.
Really worried.
I'm sick.
Judy's like, no, John, make your own dinner. Mama's in chat.
The whole time we'll go do stuff, but we always come back. But hey, Raina just said if you press the pause button, while the show is ending, it's going to end in like 50 seconds. If you press the pause button, you won't get kicked out. But if you do get kicked out, jump back in by pressing on a future show. And even though Jason will leave, I'll take over admin and I'll keep it open. Okay, cool. Awesome.
All right, well, I love you guys. We'll see Judy be on in the morning, but I love you guys.